Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. I used this in a Bible study that I did, but I want to do this a little differently today. Beginning with verse 12 down to verse 15. Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as Yahweh your Elohim commanded you. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant, your ox or your ass, or any of your cattle, or your stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And you shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to keep the day, to keep the Sabbath day. And as we all know, today is the weekly Sabbath, the day that's spoken of here in Deuteronomy 5. Historically, this can be proven. The Jews have never stopped keeping it, so I'm not going down that path, but there is a sufficient wealth of information to prove that this day is in fact the same Sabbath that's spoken of back here in Deuteronomy 5 and even earlier. But what I would like to discuss today is the reason that we hallow the day, the reason that we sanctify the day, and how we actually do this, to cover the things that we do or don't do on the Sabbath. And the title of this is simply, Worshiping Yahweh on His Sabbath. Worshiping Yahweh on His Sabbath. Well, there are three basic things that are included in the worship of Yahweh. The three are deal with keeping the day holy. They deal with worship, the concept of worship, and the concept of rest. Now, I kind of mixed them up from the order I'm going to cover them in, but the first one I want to cover is the concept of rest. The need to rest on this day goes all the way back to when Yahweh first established this day. And we'll turn back to Genesis, chapter 2. And we'll begin with verse 1, Genesis 2, 1. And the heavens and earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Yahweh finished his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work, which Elohim had created and made. So the first thing we're going to cover is rest. And the concept of rest means, it's really interesting when you think about the term rest in Hebrew, because the word Sabbath has its root in the word rest. They're related. So you cannot keep the Sabbath without resting. The person who doesn't take time out of their weekly schedule and actually rest on this day as Yahweh has commanded cannot keep the Sabbath. Now you can, I won't go through the words. The words are Shabbath and 7676 and 7673. The point I want everyone to remember is the word for Sabbath comes from the word for rest. So you can't keep the Sabbath without resting. The other thing that comes along with this rest is brought out for us over in Exodus chapter 31. Exodus 31, beginning with verse 16. There's a reason that we rest. In Exodus 31, 16, it says, Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. You see, rest allows our body to be rejuvenated. So we keep the Sabbath day so that we can have physical strength, so that our bodies can be refreshed, so that they can regain the energy that's lost by going through 6 days of toil and labor. And I don't know about you, but I can remember a time when I didn't keep the Sabbath. I didn't notice it then, but the very first Sabbath that I caught, I determined I was never going to not go back to that other schedule. I mean, it is so regenerating and rejuvenating to take that time off from all of the things that happen out there with us. For the kids that are in school, you think about all the schoolwork and everything you have to do in studies and preparations. For us who labor, we think about all of the stresses that are placed upon us in dealing with our jobs or business contacts or whatever. You can place all of those aside and not worry about them and focus upon one thing. But more importantly, just allow your body and your mind, remember your mind, to rest as well.